Well, I'm back home in my room. Just one more sleep before I get up in the morning and find my way to Bilbao Airport and fly to Madrid and fly to Dublin and then catch a coach back down to Cork. Oh my goodness. Well, this evening I went to something memorable. I went to see an opera, a live opera for the first time in ages. It was an opera by an Italian guy called Donizetti. He lived ages and ages ago. But it was all about Mary, Queen of Scots, and Queen Elizabeth. Donizetti's opera is one that I don't know. In fact, I don't know the operas by Donizetti very well at all. I think I might have been to one or two of them, but I couldn't even tell you what their names are right now. I'm much more a fan of Bellini, who wrote Norma, and Verdi, who wrote I don't know how many operas, including some of my favorites. And who's that other Italian guy? Puccini. Yeah. The Madame Butterfly guy, and La Boheme, and all those kind of things. Yes, so I am stupid, really silly, because I didn't even read the synopsis of the plot before I went to the opera. But not to worry, there were surtitles. This is where they put the libretto above the stage as opposed to subtitles. And there was no problem. They were in both Spanish and Basque. So I was completely out of it. I had absolutely no idea, no accurate idea anyway, about what they were singing about. I was unfortunately reminded of a habit that I used to have when I went to a lot of operas. I used to struggle through the first act. Something about being in the theatre, no matter how much sleep I've had the night before, I find it very hard to stay fully awake and alert during the first act. So when we came to the interval, I then decided I'm fed up of not knowing what's going on. I couldn't even tell who was Mary, Queen of Scots, and who was Queen Elizabeth. I could only guess, but I didn't have confidence. So I decided to read the synopsis. And when I was reading the synopsis, I realized that I've no memory at all of that particular action, part of the first act. It was done in two acts. But I had no memory of a big chunk of the opera. And I was really disgusted with myself. So I did pay a whole lot of attention to the second half of the opera. And it made a massive difference to my appreciation of it. The woman, I don't know who she was, who played Mary, Queen of Scots, was magnificent. It's a huge, huge part. In fact, there aren't that many parts of the opera that she isn't in. I'm going to listen to it again. I just feel so silly for not being aware of what was going on during the first half of the opera. It was all very dramatic. There was a lot of emotions poured out. But I have to say that at half time I wasn't blown away, saying to myself, this is a fabulous opera. Why didn't I go to it 30 years ago? Why haven't I paid any attention to it? No, I just thought, okay, this is all right. But at the end of the opera, I was so overwhelmed by the stamina and the effort that the Mary Queen of Scots singer had to put in, that I really was wanting to see it again and again and listen to it. I've got lots of photographs of the outside of the opera house. It's a huge, huge conference and auditorium. Not quite on the same scale as the Guggenheim, but it certainly goes alongside it. And you'd say to yourself, my goodness, they know how to do things properly in Bilbao. the studio.